Maryland's Morning News on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Lululemon is a high-end athletic apparel store best known for two things, the see-through yoga pants that you've heard about and the murder at the Lululemon store in Bethesda. 28-year-old Brittany Norwood killed her coworker, 32-year-old Jana Murray. And it is still the talk of Maryland, for that matter. Peter Ross Range has written a book called Murder in the Yoga Store. It is available on Amazon as an ebook and will be out as a paper book next week. Good morning, Peter. Thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.
Good morning, Brian.
So what drew you to this story where you thought you could actually write a book about it?
I live right in Washington, D.C., about 100 feet outside Bethesda. So I'm in Bethesda all the time. I was there the morning the murder was discovered. March 12th, 2011, it affected me deeply and personally. It was such a shock to find an event like that in the heart of upscale Bethesda.
What is so puzzling or just unbelievable about this story is that Brittany Norwood faked that she was attacked as well and even stabbed herself several times.
Well, she cut herself superficially. That is what came out in the police investigation. They began noticing that her cuts were superficial and they were in straight lines and parallel lines. And some of the more experienced cops had seen this before in the earlier in their careers and said, wait a minute, these could be self-inflicted. It took 3 or 4 days for that evidence to be accumulated, but then they started wondering if maybe Norwood had stabbed herself or cut herself.
What have you learned about Brittany Norwood in investigating and writing this book?
Well, it's hard to learn much about Brittany because she ain't talking and her family is also not talking. We know, of course, that she did have a history of stealing as a soccer player in college. She had a bad fight with her former boyfriend a few years earlier, and he reported her for stalking to the D.C. Superior Court. She was also fired at one point from the Georgetown Lululemon store for financial improprieties. But what I really learned that's new is that they were trying to catch Brittany Norwood in the act of stealing at the Lululemon store in Bethesda. They had her in their sight. And when I say they, I mean the leadership of the store, about six people, knew that she was almost certainly the person behind a series of missing personal items and missing cash up to $200 out of the bags of the other store employee.
So murder, I mean, stealing is one thing. Murder is another. Does Lululemon hold any fault or responsibility in this case? And, what does the family of Jana Murray think about how Lululemon handled the case?
Well, of course, that's for the lawyers and then a court to decide. But I can say that the Murray family did discuss suing Lululemon. There are two lawyers in the Murray family. They decided not to do it, partly because they felt that Lululemon did the right thing in every way after the murder. And they just felt that any financial reward or award they might gain would never bring back their daughter and their sister, so they didn't want to do it. What we do know is that Lululemon leadership had a meeting just 2 days before the murder, right in the store, discussing the theft issue and discussing how to catch Brittany. We were calling her the thief, said one of the employees. She talked with Jana that very afternoon before the murder. Jana said, I'm closing tonight with the thief. Do you think I can catch her? And the other person replied, she's not that dumb.
There were some reports that she was a prostitute as well. Did you learn that at all?
Yes. In the pretrial hearings, actually, the prosecutor started introducing evidence on this count. The defense objected, but that's not why it didn't come into the trial. They had text messages on her phone. They had found a listing in Craigslist, and they found a Metro card in the store, two Metro cards. One was registered to Jana Murray. The other was registered to a prostitution counseling group. The prosecution, I can tell you from my own research, strongly believed that she had been working in some form as a prostitute, maybe not very often and maybe not very openly, but all the indicators were there. For various reasons, decided they didn't need to use that in the trial.
All right, Peter, good to talk to you. It's a fascinating story. We appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Peter Ross Range, and the book is called Murder in the Yoga Store. It's available as an ebook on Amazon right now. It'll be out in paper book as well.